Teams of Milwaukee police and FBI agents swarmed into the city's Amani neighborhood early Tuesday and arrested at least 17 people. Officers also confiscated weapons and illegal drugs. While gunfire has peppered parts of the North Side in recent weeks, Tuesday's arrests related to last summer's violence. WUWM's LaToya Dennis was at the police station on 4th and Locust when the MPD revealed details of the operation.
The Milwaukee Police Department and the FBI began planning their mass takedown of the Amani neighborhood last fall. Early Tuesday, officers raided 7 homes, arresting 16 men and 1 woman. Captain Thomas Stigler says the suspects all have previous records, ranging from being a felon in possession of a firearm to drug charges. But he says that's not why they were targeted.
Citizens gave us the information about who was causing the problems in the neighborhood. It took 8 months to get to this point. They were identified because of the violence. It wasn't because they were a drug dealer that we targeted them. They were targeted because they used these guns to shoot at people.
Stigler says all those arrested were members of street gangs known as the 2-9 Taliban, the 2-9 Hard Hitters, or the 2-9 Money Getters. He says residents should notice a safer neighborhood.
The efforts of this task force has made a significant reduction in the crime, the violent crime that has plagued that area since for many years. Last summer it hit a high note, and since then it has been decreasing because of the efforts of these special agents and the officers and detectives of the Milwaukee Police Department.
Stigler says teams are working to take down other violent street gangs across the city. Laquita Rimmer says she hopes so. She lives near 4th and Locust in the Amani neighborhood with her mother, 3-year-old daughter, and 3-day-old son. Rimmer says it's not uncommon to hear gunshots.
It'd be like 3 blocks over. Y'all hear it sometimes. I make my daughter come in the house, or like last week, it was like finna be a fight right here, you know, kids being around, you know, so I'll make my daughter come in the house.
Rimmer says she feels fairly safe because she lives right across the street from a police station, but the gunshots make her uneasy. There have been plenty in recent weeks. In fact, this past weekend, bullets hit 14 people, including 3 children. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.